In the second paragraph of Afach Ba, Afach Ba, I don't know how to say it in the middle, but Bemidbar Rabbah Lomdach Torah Derech Eretz Min HaKabbalas. The Torah teaches me Derech Eretz Min HaKabbalas. Right? He's talking about that the Torah teaches me how to act, how everything, right? That's what he's talking about. So the Medrash says, Shem Yedlach Vachsanya V'kibluch Haveri Yom Rishon, you go to somebody's house, first day he should treat you very nicely. He should feed you birds, which is a delicacy. On the second day you're there, he should feed you meat, which is less of a delicacy. So the Torah is teaching me the same thing. How do I see it from Kabbalah? I'm not sure, but it's saying that from Kabbalah we see that. At the beginning you start with big, and then you work your way down. I guess from Sukkos. That there is a progression downwards.
Right.
You go from 13 parim to 12 parim to 11 parim. Bika rabba lematcha tarah derech eretz. Shein chasa nifnas l'chuppa elam kein kala l'senes rei rishos. Udam rakasiv yobet doidi v'yachach basi l'gali. First, the Rabbi Nishloilam comes, and then I came, Rabbi Nishloilam says, let Klal Yisrael come, and then I will come. Kala has to give him rishos. We learn now from the Slav that people should eat, their Rabbi Nishlam wanted them to eat meat at night, not by day. A person shouldn't eat meat unless he's hungry. This meat is not a staple that he should be eating constantly. Don't teach your kid to indulge in meat and wine. Don't rush to eat meat. Check for treifas. Take patience. Don't say anything to your friend unless you call him.
Chicken meat?
Not really meat. It's a madrega less. Always ask about your host. You ask him, how's your wife? You ask her, how is he? Just to be friendly. Right, you see, you change clothing when you take the deshen out, this week's parsha, right? Because you don't serve your master with the same clothing when you do a clean job and when you do a dirty job. We learn out from there. To a husband, you're allowed to. I have to look it up. The language of the Chachamim is a bracha. It also can lead you to riches and to heal. I got the Tim Sula right because how? Shachol Dover Yadum and Ateira. This is his proof. Afogba, Babachba, the Kulaba means everything is in Taira. Look in Taira, you'll find the key to everything. The Chol Isaac B'Taira L'Shema, right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Azrai, Limtzai, Kol Dover B'Taira. Matzas Hashem, Yitzokim, Matzaitis, Yesh, B'Dvar Hashem. Advice that's built on the Dvar Hashem, Yitzokim Lo'ilam, it works. In the Mishnah we had a machloikas from Apelos Chaticha, the beginning of the Mishnah. A woman miscarried a piece. A piece, we don't know what the piece is. It doesn't have any simonim of a leda. No limb that looks like a limb. Just a piece of either flesh or something else. So the Tanakhama said, if it has blood, it's tamei; if not, it's tahor. Rabbi Yehuda said, ben kach u ben kach tameya. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Leitimei Rabbi Yehuda, b'chatichu doctor, can I remind you about water? Leitimei Rabbi Yehuda, ela b'chatichu sha'ar b'minadagim. Only color of the four types of blood which we had in last perek. Avos sha'ar b'minadagim. If it's any other color discharged with it, tahira. The piece itself doesn't make tamei. Rabbi Yehuda said it does. It's only if the piece is the color of the right of those bloods. But if the piece is not the color of those bloods, yeah, there is no blood with it. Had there been blood with it, she's tamei. But the piece is a color of red or whatever shade of red or black, then it's tamei. But if it's other colors that the piece is, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's tahor. Tanakhama says it's tahor anyway, no matter what color it is. Rabbi Yechon Amar Sharabos Mine Dagim Damim Diveakol Tumeya. Rabbi Yechon says no. If it's the color of those four, even the Rabbanon, even the Tanakhama would admit that it's Tumei. Shoshar Mine Dagim Mine Damim Diveakol Tahira. And if it's other colors, everybody would hold it's tahor. Lenechlikoa Shapila Veini Das Maipila. If he gave out a piece, and the piece got lost, not here. Now you don't know if it was the colors or not. Meaning like this. According to Rabbi Yechon, everybody agrees if the piece is one of the four colors, it's tamei. We view it as hardened blood, even if it doesn't disintegrate. And if the piece is another color, it's tahor, according to everybody. The machloikus is, if we don't know what color it was, the piece got lost. Most pieces that come out are blood, are that color. They contest, I should say, the rive. They don't say you don't go bus a rive. They just said you don't say that rive is arba mina dabim. It seems a shaila whether that's a majority or not. The Gemara does not say you don't go by rive. They say we don't say that rive is those four colors.
Again, they don't argue.
Again, Shmuel says they argue in the colors of four. If the four colors, Rabbanan say it's tahor, Rabbi Yehuda says it's tamei. And Rabbi Yechon says there's no argument when you know the color. Everybody agrees the four is tamei, the others are tahor. Machloek says when it got lost, you don't know what color it is, Rabbi Yehuda is machmed, Rabbanan are meikel. Rashi, Sadam min edam, the sabah he goof adam. This is dam, the chaticha is dam, even though it didn't have any dam along with it. Rashi said, forget about the fact that it's a vlad. It's not a vlad. There is no surah of an aver. It doesn't look like a hand. It doesn't look like a foot. It doesn't look like anything of a birth. Yeruka levana, that's lighter. Frank the Gemara Eini. We're now going to have a kasha from a brisa that is fair both on Shmuel and on Rabbi Yechonah. It's going to be fair both on Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonah. And interestingly enough, the Gemara will not answer it. The Gemara will say, okay, we will learn a whole different shot in the Mishnah. So Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonah remain fair from this brisa. The Gemara does not attempt to answer it. Any. But Yasser Rabbi Yishim and Adah, Rabbi Yishim arrived from Adah. Also he came, the Yishim Masnisa Biyadeh, and he brought a brisa with him. Okay, two of them are negative colors, we'll call them, blood colors, and two of them are not blood tame colors, right? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Isn't yellow in the middle, like, depending on who you hold by?
Well, we don't hold like a copy of a malala. So again, aduma shkaira are blood colors, yiruka levana are not blood colors, and the brisa lumps them together. Im Yashim Adam Tameyev and Bav Tahira according to the Tanakhama. And if you Yudayim and Benkach or Benkach Tameyev. Okay, so again, no difference of colors. According to this Braitha, the Machloikis between the Tanakhama, the Chachama, whatever you want to call them, and Rabbi Yehuda has no difference which color it is. Rabbi Yehuda will always be Machmer, and the Tanakhama will always be Mekel. Now this is problematic according to both Shatim we said. Shmuel said that Machlokes is only if it's one of the four colors. And Rabbi Yehuda would not be Matamei by other colors. And this Brisa says he is. Rabbi Yochanan said, everybody is metameh by those two colors, and everybody is metar by the other two colors. And on both counts, we see it wrong. Because here we have a machloikas by the two blood colors and by the two non-blood colors. So it doesn't make a difference. Right? So he basically shared the whole thing he said. He said everybody agrees red is tameh, and everybody agrees white is tar, and the machloikas is when you don't know. And here the Braisa says the machloikas is by red and white. I'm just using red and white instead of saying four colors. So they're both shver from this Braisa. Because this Braisa does not differentiate between colors. And has the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma by all colors. And then you know the colors. Dr. Gemara. The Shmuel, Kasha L'Shmuel B'chada, there's one Kasha on Shmuel who Rabbi Yochanan B'karti. And Rabbi Yochanan is shver two ways. Meaning Shmuel is shver from one half of the Braisa, Rabbi Yochanan is shver from both halves of the Braisa. Why? The Shmuel B'chada, the Amr Shmuel, Shmuel had said, he said it's only Tameh with the four colors. The Braisa said green and white, and Rabbi Yehuda argued. So how can you tell me that he doesn't argue by green and white? Look at the Braisa. It gives you four colors and says Rabbi Yehuda Matameh. Obviously, he's Matameh even by those colors, not like Shmuel. So the Gemara tries to get out of it. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing a half, even though the Braisa mentions four colors. But when Rabbi Yehuda says Tameh, he's only going on the red and the black. He's not going on the green and the white. You can say that, right? Tanna Kamma said they're all Tahor. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda says Tameh, but he's not going on all four. That's not the simple way to read the Braisa. But if you want to wiggle out of the Braisa and say that Rabbi Yehuda only argues on the red and the black, but he doesn't argue on the green and the white. Right? But I'm telling you, Yeruka Levana. We can tell Rabbi Yehuda, do my scribe, Yeruka Levana lie. So the Yeruka Levana, the man, Tari Law. So why did the Braisa mention those colors? The Tanna Kamma said even red is Tahar. So he doesn't have to tell me why. Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling me, is only Matame by red. So why did the Braisa mention white and green? There's no benefit to mentioning it. The Tanna Kamma said red is Tahar, so for sure white. Rabbi Yehuda said only red is Tameh. So why is why is the Braisa mentioning the color white? El Yeruka, Yeruka Levena, Leman Ktanila. For whose benefit are you teaching it to me? Ilei Rabbanon, Hashtaduma, Uschayra Metayi Rabbanon. Rabbanon are Metayi by red and black. Yeruka Levena, Miboy, do you have to tell me by green and white? Elalai Rabbi Yehuda Polik. The only Chiddush in Yeruka Levana is to say Rabbi Yehuda is Metame. There's no Chiddush in saying that Rabbanon are Metayer, they're Metayer even by red and black. Upolik, and Rabbi Yehuda argues. That's the Kash on Shmuel. The Braisa says four colors. The Braisa says that Rabbanon are Metayer and Rabbi Yehuda is Metame. Now, you want to tell me Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about two of them? So why did the Braisa mention the other two? It could have said red and black. Tanna Kamma is Matayr, and I understand that he's Matayr by green and white. And Yehuda is Matameh, and he doesn't mention red and white, green and white. By mentioning green and white, obviously it's in Rabbi Yehuda that he's Matameh even by green and white, which is not like Shmuel. Shmuel said by green and white, everybody agrees it's Tahar. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Yeruka Levana. Lav mi'ar b'mina dagmeim. These are not from the four colors of blood. Adam has to be red, or Kamehmi Adama, like the Mishnah said before, like the water of the dirt, Ukicharan Karkam, or like the leaf of the crocus plant, Ukamazid, or like the mixture of the wine and the water. And again, Rashi points out, Rishokha Lurkachashiv, it doesn't mention black, Nainu Adam El Shalaka, that's red that deteriorated. Right? The Gemara spoke this out in the last parak. Notice Rashi explains it because he didn't think you learned the second parak. He's explaining it as if you come to learn it here, so he has to bring down what the Gemara said before. Lo yaminan, the Gesavri, ein raiv chatiha shal arba mine daman. Right? Rabbi Yechanan says that Rabbanon hold, they argue on the fact. They don't say, it's an interesting machloikis that the Gemara sets up, according to Rabbi Yechanan. The machloikis is not what the halacha is by red or what the halacha is by white, according to Rabbi Yechanan. The machloikis is, if you don't know, is there a majority to tell you? Shmuel says, Rabbi Yehuda says the majority is red or black, and Rabbi Yehuda says, and the Rabbanan say there's no such majority. It's an argument whether such a majority exists. Lo yamina the kasari ain rive chatiyah kasari mina dogim. Lo yischazik lan hayruba, that rive has not been established. Rabbi Yehuda says there is a rive, and they say there's not a rive. It's a very interesting machlokes. Laman tanila. Why did the Braisa mention green and white? Kleimer, l'idea dvarav shomiba. Whose shita is the Braisa explaining, adding, when it mentions green and white? Elul Rabbi Yehuda. The only chiddush would be in Rabbi Yehuda. L'idea da yiruka levan and ami balik. That he argues on green and white. So there's the kasha on Shmuel. The kasha on Shmuel is, according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda agrees by green and white, the Braisa should never have mentioned green and white. Should never mentioned it. Dr. Gemara, back to the Gemara. Vesu, Rabbi Yechanan. And there's an extra kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. This is also fair to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that Rabbi Yehuda agrees by green and white, it's tahar. The same thing Shmuel said as far as green and white is concerned. So we just slugged up Shmuel, we automatically slugged up Rabbi Yechanan. But with Rabbi Yechanan, we have another problem, a second problem. Because he said everybody agrees by red and black that it's Tumbay. And this Braisa made a machlokes by red and black. See, that part's not Shmuel and Shmuel, because Shmuel said the machlokes is about red and black. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no argument which colors are Tumbay and which colors are Tahar as far as the piece is concerned. Red and black is Tumbay, green and white is Tahar. But it's not, the Braisa said there's an argument. Everybody agrees that red and black is Tumbay. It says red and black and Rabbanan say tar. Terry says, you'll tell me, Rabbanan aren't talking about red and black. They're only talking about green and white. But you tell me, keep leaking Rabbanan or Yeruka Levana, they only mean green and white. But they agree by red and black that it's Tumbay. So why was it mentioned? If Rabbi Yehuda holds green and white is Tumbay, for sure red and black. So why did it mention it in the Braisa? Let the argument be about green and white. But the fact that the Braisa mentions four colors, that means the Machlokes is not all four colors. Rabbi Yehuda, Hashiruka Levana B'Tameya. If you tell me green and white is Tumbay, Adu Mishkai Rabbi Boy, for sure red and black. Elolav Rabbanon, Upligi. So we slugged it up. Both the opinions are slugged up from this Braisa. The Braisa is clear, the Machlokes is about all four. It can't be only about red and black. Why did it mention green and white if everybody agrees it's tahar? It can't be that it's only by green and white, so why did it mention red and black? Everybody agrees it's tumay. There's no reason to mention it. So it must be that the Machlokes is in all four colors. So therefore both Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan are slugged up because they limited the Machlokes. One limited it to the by red and black, and one said there's no machlokes in colors. The machlokes is only if we don't know which color it was. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Besula Rabbi Yechanan, Kleimer, Hach Kusha the Yeruka Levana. The first question we had about green and white, Lo Yibayilan Lefrushi. The Gemara doesn't have to explain it again. Meaning the Gemara said we have two kashas in Rabbi Yechanan, and the Gemara only explains one. So Rashi comes and says, you know why the Gemara didn't explain the second? Because it's the same kashas we had on Shmuel. Because the Yechanan and kashas in the Shmuel, kashas in Rabbi Yechanan. Just like it's fair in Shmuel, it's fair in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, Nami Amar Shar Minim, Rabbi Yehuda Taira. He also said that Rabbi Yehuda agrees by green and white. Here it says green and white, Rabbi Yehuda says Tumbay. So that kashas the Gemara didn't have to explain. It's the same kasha we had in Shmuel, it's on Rabbi Yechanan. But with Suk Kasha Achwiti, Rabbi Yechanan, we have a second kasha. The Amish of Arbat Mina Dagim Divriyakoyo. He said everybody agrees that red and black are Tumay. The Braisa says they're arguing. The Chitay Makri Pligi Rabbanan Ayuruka Levana. That Rabbanan only argue by green and white. El Adu Meshkara Levan Tanila. So why does it say red and black? El Ala Rabbanan Obligi. So at the end of the day, we have a kasha from the Braisa on both feet. And the Gemara leaves it. The Gemara leaves it, doesn't come back. Now, how do we answer that? I don't know. The Gemara leaves that both Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel without answering them. The Braisa is clearly not like either of them. So what is the Machlokes? So if they're arguing by all four colors, what is the machlokes? What, Rabbi Yehuda holds green and white is blood? Doesn't hold that way when a woman has a discharge of green and white. So why, if this piece is green and white and has no accompanying discharge of any bad color, why did Yehuda say it's tame? And if it's red and black, why did Rabbanu say it's tar? There you can understand. They say a piece is not blood. Got it. But Rabbi Yehuda, why is green and white tame?
Maybe a vesta. A leda yavesta, like a dry leda.
But it's not a leda. It's not a piece of, it's a piece.
There's no
machriya. No, forget machriya. It's not a piece of a human. There's no sign of human in there. There's no leda here. For sure, no leda. At no point does the Gemara consider a piece of leda.
If the question is green and white is blood?
Again, that's the problem. It's not blood.
It's not blood. So where did it come from? It's not
blood. I don't know. Women have all kinds of discharges. Ask them where they get it from. The Baalish Lila made women discharge mucus from that area all the time. All different colors. And for the Gemara. Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, a whole new machlokes. This is not answering the previous two shittas. The whole new machlokes. The Efsir L'Psichas HaKever B'Leidam K'Miflagi. It's an interesting use of a term. The womb is called a kever. Now, I don't know why Chazal referred to a womb as a kever. I don't know. But they call it a kever. There's a machlokes here. Is it possible that a woman's womb opens up and discharges something without blood coming out? Can that fact ever exist? Rabbi Yehuda holds that every time something comes out, blood was there. You don't see it, but there was blood there. There is no opening of a womb without blood coming out. If the cervix opens up, which is the opening to the womb, blood came out. You don't see the blood? The Efshel of Tichus HaKever B'Leidam, which is, by the way, we paskin. You cannot have the womb open up without blood coming out. You don't have the blood? It got lost somewhere. It's not your problem. There is no metzias of a kever opening up without blood. And the mela, no matter what comes out, of any color, it has to be blood. So the kasha you have to go back to is how about klipa, sara, all these cases in the Mishnah that we said, let it soak and see if it disintegrates. And if it doesn't, it's not blood. What happened? The answer is there's got to be a psichos hakever of a certain size. A little thing that comes out like a hair, or like a shell, or like dirt, or like yavchusin adumim, red gnats. That's not the shear of psichos hakever. That's the answer. Because you don't see Rabbi Yehuda saying that that's coming. He's not arguing in those cases. If it's impossible for anything to come out of the womb without blood, that anything that comes out, even a peel, a hair, a gnat-looking thing, should be tamei. He doesn't say that. So obviously there's going to have to be a shear from Psichos HaKever. Now, this is Ishaila today. It happens all the time, Ishaila. We'll get to that in a moment because this is very interesting, Machlokes. By the way, I'm going to speak out Machlokes, and I'll leave it at that. We're not paskining Halakha L'maitzi here. This is not a Halakha shear. You have a question?
No.
Okay. That's the machlokes. Well, the book to Dani Tanoi, we're going to see this is the machlokes Tanoi, but I'm not going there yet. I have to see Rashi.
They do bdika, it comes from the womb.
Sorry?
When they do bdika.
They don't get to the womb, chas v'shalom, no. They go to the vaginal canal, but whatever they find came from somewhere. That's what we assume. We don't know for sure. A woman might have a wound. That's why if she feels a wound, she goes to have it checked out. If she has a wound, it's a whole different halacha.
So menstrual blood comes from the uterus?
Absolutely.
Sure?
Absolutely. Menstrual blood is the lining of the uterus that disintegrates. The banis are made by women, right, after the chet of Chava. He made it that the uterus wall thickens during the month, and when her period comes, that means the uterus wall disintegrates. And
Because there was no fertilization.
Because there was no fertilization. Exactly. And that's why if she gets pregnant, that doesn't happen because that blood goes into the blood. That's what happens.
The uterus has a small opening somewhere.
To the cervix, correct. But it's closed. It's closed. It's not open. You can't, you have to push something aside.
Once a month it opens up?
Doesn't open, it comes out through the, meaning like this. It opens, I guess, I don't know how to say this, I'm not sure. The doctor would tell you exactly, I'm not a doctor, I can't tell you. But I assume that there's a slight opening, but it's not, it has to be that it opens up because we talk about psichos hakever. That means there's no psichos hakever on a regular basis. It's something that opens up. How exactly what opens up, I don't know, but the uterus is closed. I'm not a doctor. I don't know the physical parts of the body, so I'll leave that. But that's the psichos. Rashi. Psichos hakever harechem b'loidam. You know, there's a joke, and this is only a joke. There was a family of misers that refused to pay for their father's gravesite. So the Chevra Kedisha didn't want to bury the mace till they get paid because they were afraid they'd never see the money. So they took him to the Torah, to the Rav. So the Rav said, he absolutely psichos hakever below dam can be money also. Okay. Right. Below dam, later. Dam later. This is dam later. It's interesting that Rashi calls it dam leida because it could be dam nida as well. We don't say there's other blood. There is no blood lost. Not because of Yeruka Levana, the Vadai Dam Achar who, it was Dam Achar. Banan Udoi Chazinon, the Epsil of Psychos Akever Bloida. Over here, we pass in the Epsil of Psychos Akever Bloida. That is why a woman that goes and the doctor does, and he enters the cervix to check something out. It becomes a Shaila. Was there Psychos Akever? So, this is where the pipes.
Cervix.
What?
The
cervix is considered part of the inside.
Yeah, but if he entered it, then it's clearly.
So,
what do you mean?
I'm trying to explain. That's why I'm explaining. First of all, there's a major machlokes achrayim. Is if you have shabbosikos hakever blei dam only if it opens from the inside? How about if it's open from the outside? Is there halacha if you have shabbosikos hakever blei dam? This is a major machlokes achrayim. I'm talking about heavyweights like the Knight of Yehuda and everybody else and his. And his thing. Some paskin, you have some psichos hakever blei dam, is only if it comes out from the inside. The Gemara never used it from the outside. Therefore, they paskin, there's no such halacha if you have some psichos hakever blei dam. If you don't see dam, you don't see dam. Ah, you have some psichos hakever blei dam. Then Yehuda says that's only if you open it from the inside, not if it opens from the outside. C-section is a totally different thing. First of all, by the C-section, the woman bleeds like crazy. Don't worry about it. There's no lady of Esther by C-section. But anyway, that's not the point. So that's the matter. Others argue that I'd be Huda and others, and they say, no. It's even from the inside. Most places can pass the Lohumra. So that's pretty much a decided halacha that we consider Yevshim Psychos HaKever Blei Dam, even if it opens from the outside, not only if it opens from the inside. Again, I don't pass the halacha the mice here. That's the matter. Then there's another machlokes. How much does it have to open? Right? We just proved from the Mishnah that it's not any opening, because the Mishnah said other things come out and nobody argues. So I don't remember clearly, because I haven't passed this in a long time, is it an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch? Anything that opens less than an eighth of an inch, I believe it's an eighth of an inch, but it might be a quarter of an inch, which is double the size, is not called a psichos hakever. Therefore, if a woman has a pap smear, where they stick something in the uterus, it's not a psichos hakever because it's thinner, much thinner than an eighth of an inch. So therefore, it's very rare.
Rabbi, for yes. they do the test is for the cervix.
I said it's the cervix is in the psychos hakever.
No, they don't enter the uterus for the for
again,
for
a test. Doctor, you're not listening to what I'm saying. The cervix is considered part of the rechem. entering the cervix is considered like entering the uterus.
Uh-huh.
Halakhically.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay. So you're right. They only enter the cervix, but entering the cervix is entering the uterus. Halakhically. I'm not saying physically. And therefore, Yavshim Tichzak Erev Leidam doesn't apply by very thin things. The only shaila is, if it's more than I forgot what this year is, which is rare, when a woman has something wrong and they go in and check with all kinds of equipment, at what point do you say it's considered psichos hakever? That's... Then you have all kinds of shailas, which you don't paskin. What happens if a woman doesn't see periods anymore? She's menopause. And they do psichos hakever. Is there any extra psichos hakever laid down by a woman that's already menopausal? All sorts of island halach. Okay, but that's not for them. That's the Gemara. This is the machloikas of the following tanoi, the Tanya. Kashish Yasnayim, a woman that had labor pains for 2 days, again, this was in the 11 days, Benidah Lenida. This woman had seen a period, and then all of a sudden she went into labor pain. Right? And 2 days. Ulishlishi Hapila, and the third day, she miscarried. And the Eini Yadas Mahi Pila. She had no idea whether it was a sac, whether there was some kind of baby in there, meaning it was an air sac. Besides for that, she also doesn't know if there was any blood. Something came out. She has no idea what it was. Something did come out. But there was no blood along with it. At least she doesn't know that she ever saw blood. She didn't see blood. So what's the halacha? Zok the Tanakama. Harizu Sabik Leda, Sabik Ziva, Mevia Karba Beinanecho. She could be a Zava. Remember, she's in the days of Zivas, and she saw blood. She had 2 days of labor pains that were accompanied with blood. The third day, she miscarried, doesn't know if she saw blood. Doesn't know. So we don't know. If she saw blood, and it was an air sac, then this was considered a Zava. She saw 3 consecutive days without a birth. Air sac is not called a birth. If it was a baby, she's not a Zava, but then she had a Leda. If it was an air sac without blood, then she's nothing. And she's Sahira. She only saw blood 2 days. She didn't see 3 days. She doesn't know if she saw blood the third day. She didn't notice any blood. But something came out of her uterus. Something came out. There was Psichas HaKever. We don't know. She didn't notice any blood. And she doesn't know if it's a baby or an air sac. So she doesn't know if she gave birth, because that would only be a baby. Or was it an air sac and there's no birth? But at the same time, if there was blood, then she's a Zava. If there was no blood, then she's not a Zava. To be a Zava, 3 consecutive days of seeing them. She had 2, and the third she didn't notice any blood, but there was a Psichas HaKever the third day. Tanakhama says she's a Suffolk Leda, Suffolk Ziva, Mevia Carbon, she has to bring a carbon, because both Zava and Leda need a carbon. Right? And Bein Anecho, but it doesn't get eaten. Chatas Oif is what she brings, and Chatas Oif is one of the carbonas that the Torah allows you to bring, even if you don't know if you need one. But it can't be eaten. Every other carbon you cannot bring, except for an Arsham Tali. There's no carbon. If a guy doesn't know if he ate chaylev or not, he might bring an Arsham Tali. But there's no chatas on a suffix. Either it is or it isn't. Chatas Oif, a woman can bring, or a man can bring if he's chayev, even if he doesn't know if he's chayev it. The difference is, they do malika. So they don't let the kayin eat it, because maybe it didn't have to be brought, and then it's the vela. So therefore, we do the malika, we put the blood in the mizbeach, and we don't eat the rest. It gets pasul, gets burnt. So that's what she does. She brings a carbon. She might have been a zava, she might have been leda. So she brings a carbon, either for zivas or for leda. She doesn't know what. And she doesn't even know if she has to bring one. But be in an echo. Maybe she won't even be a carbon, but echo. He holds Efshel L'Psichas HaKever B'Leidam. If Yeshu Oimer, Mevia Karben B'Necho, she Efshel L'Psichas HaKever B'Leidam. If Yeshua says, She for sure saw blood. She has to bring a carbon. She's for sure either a zava or a leda. For sure. She is not a suffix tahira. There was blood. There might have been a baby also. There might have been no baby, but blood there for sure was. She either is a zava or a leda, but she's for sure one of the two. Unlike the Tanakam that says she might be nothing. All the things. But no Tara. She has to keep days of Tuma, 14, but no Tara, because she might never have a baby. She gets the days of Tuma, but no days of Tara. Of course, she has to go to Mikvah. But she doesn't bring the carbon till after 80 days. What? She brings, well, she brings one chat aside. She brings that at the end of 80 days. Because if it's a lady, she can't bring it to the end of 80 days. So this lady waits 80 days, because it might have been a girl, and she brings it, and the day 81, she brings one chat aside, and she says, I might have been a zava, I might have been a lady, but I for sure was one of the two. And it can be, the Tanakama says, you're not for sure anything, and therefore it can't be. And it's spoken out. The Meshua said, "She Epsilon Pshim Kagav Leidav." So we are saying now that that's the Machloikas in the Mishnah. The new shot in the Mishnah. Not like Shmuel, not like Rabbi Yochanan. A whole new shot in the Mishnah. Rashi on the Amud Aleph. Kashus Shasnayim. So Rashi points out, see, the Shaila of Zava can only be if she just had a period. If she didn't have a period, she sees blood, she's an either. Zivus can only happen. See, this is a thing that we mentioned, and I'll mention it again because it's very important. By women, it's all calendar-based. By men, keri and zava is zivus, is different things. A man sees keri, a man sees zivus. It's a different discharge. By woman, it's blood. The same blood. As far as chemical is concerned, it's the same item. Came along the Torah and said the following. Every regular woman will have a period. Month. That's called the time of Tigasa. Whatever that is, Kavua, not Kavua, a regular healthy woman has a period once a month. Then she's a Nigda, but the Raisa she's tummy 7 days, not 7 clean days. But the Raisa she's tummy 7 days. At the end of 7 days, if she's clean, she can become clean afternoon of the seventh day, 20 minutes before Shkia.
5 minutes.
5 minutes before Shkia. 1 minute. I tried to be a little bit better. And she can go to the mikvah, she's moved into her husband, she's totally tired. The next 11 days, the Torah tells us, Chazal touched it up. She cannot become an Eidah. Those are extra from the ability to become an Eidah. There is no healthy woman that will see Dom those 11 days. If she sees Dom, something's wrong. Now, medically what's wrong? I'm not a doctor. Halachically what's wrong? If she sees Dom one day, she has to keep one clean day. If she sees Dom two consecutive days, she has to keep one day. If she sees three consecutive days, she needs 7 clean days. And she will remain in that state till after the 7 clean days, again, depending when it came during those 11 days, that afterwards, she returns to the fact that she can become an Eidah. A regular healthy woman, if she sees again on day 19, is an Eidah. That's healthy. Anything past 11 days after the Eidah, which means 18-day cycle, is an Eidah. Some women see a day 19, and some women see a day of 49. It doesn't make a difference. They become an Eidah. They can only become a Zava during those 11 days. Once they're past those 11 days, it becomes Nida. The same discharge. It's all calendar-based. It's not a different discharge. So here, in order to have a Nida doesn't bring a carbon. A Zava brings a carbon. So in order to have a Shiloh of Zivus, there's got to be a period beforehand. She can't get to the 11 days unless she had her 7 days. If we're going to have a lady suffering if she's a Ziva or not, that means she's in her 11 days. You can't be in the 11 unless you had 7. So therefore Rashi says, the 11 days that are in a woman's calendar between her ability to become an Anita to the next time she can become an Anita. But Ross said, Dan Machmas Kuchi, but she had labor pain. Now, labor pains are only labor pains if they result in a birth. If they don't result in a birth, it's not labor pain. The Lishlishi Apila, Beidi Adas, and Rasa Dumbai, some late love. She didn't know she saw blood. Beid, what's the Bach say? Beidi Adas, and Nefaluvim Ruhbamu. She also doesn't know what she miscarried. So the Tanakhama says, I was a subject late of the subject Zivo. The Chayev is the carbon, Zivo. Subject in Lady, Chayev is the carbon later. Subject in Ain't a Lady, Loy Lady, but Loy Zivo. Sabik in Zivu, but Chayev is a carbon Ziva. It's a Sabik if she was a Zaba, she had to bring a carbon Ziva. Sabik in Lady, but Chayev is a carbon Leda, might have been a birth, she's a woman carbon Leda. Sabik in a Loy Leda, but Loy Ziva. They allow carbon at all. Kesad, Im Yoda Lishlishi, Vlad Gummer, had this been a baby, Harikan Leda, but Loy Ziva. Bazula Rasadam Im Ledasa, she can't be a Ziva if it comes through birth. Lahashlam Gimorias. Now, I she saw 3 days in a row, the Kushi Samuk Lalaita, Rahmanatara. Labor pains, birth is not Zivas. A woman can bleed 3 days in a row if it results in a birth. She's not a Zaba. The Kama prepares my excusim. Kiyazav Zayv Dhamma. Pasuk says she flows a flow of blood. Dhamma Machmas Atzma. It has to be natural, Veloy Machmas blood. See, Rashi is coming to answer a question. Why, when she had 2 days of labor pains when she bled, and on the third day she gave birth and bled, why isn't she a Zava and a Leda? She had 3 days of consecutive blood during the 11 days. Answer is, the Torah said Zivus is natural, not induced by labor, not induced by birth. So if it's a birth, then it's not a Ziva. If it's not a birth, then she's a Zava. If it wasn't a baby, it was an air sac, then she's a Zava. The labor pains weren't labor pains. They ain't kind of later. There was no birth. Rimloy of Vlad, Beloy Rasadam. There was no baby and there was no blood. Ain't kind of later, Beloy Ziva. Then she's nothing. The Shnei Yamim Huda Kazoy. She only saw 2 days. Hilgil Mavi, a carbon echad lechel bekachim. She's got to bring a carbon in order to be able to eat kachim. Right? She can't eat kachim. She might be a Zaba. She might be later. The Shema Yelenis is Zabi. But the Ein Nechel Chata Saib Shalom. Her Chata Saib cannot be eaten. Shema ain't a loyal lettuce, but loy zava, because maybe this lady's neither of the two. The absolute secrets are kevim loy dam, because it's possible to have the womb open up without blood. Ubishlisha loy chazoi, and she didn't see on the third day. Vlad nami loy habi, might not have been a baby. Vahai carbon, malika schulin, even a vela. So the carbon ends up being malika on a non-carbon, even though we bring it on the mizbeach, the blood. But that's a gzeris hakasa we learn now that you can bring a chata seif on the suffix. But we can't eat it because it might be the vela. Rabbi Shua says, she Epsher, look at Manushah. If Vladu, Harakan Leda. If it was a baby, she gave birth. The made of Vlad, Harakan Ziva. She for sure saw blood, the Mishlishi Chatoi. She had a discharge, whatever it was, whether an air sac or a baby, something came out and it came with blood because nothing comes out of the cavern without blood. The Epsher, Tzikas, that cavern laid down. Right. That's the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to have a little bit of a repeat here. It's mamish a repeat. Lishna Achrina. There's another version of what Shmuel said. I'm going to do number Shmuel. That according to the second version, I don't see the difference between the first version and the second version. Except the second version doesn't bring Rabbi Yechonin. It only brings Shmuel. It's the same Kasha Shmuel that we asked. It's a repeat of the Gemara. And ends up the same place we ended up. But the second version didn't have Rabbi Yechonin. It only had Shmuel. Lishna Grina. By the way, there's no Rashi on the second version because it's exact repeat of the first version. Amila, some say it this way. Amr Yehuda Shmuel, Leitimei Rabbi Yehuda, Bechatito Shabo, Minei Dam. Rabbi Yehuda only was Matame by the four colors. If it's white or green, Tyra. Now, there's no Rabbi Yechonin here. According to the second version, we only have small statements. Ain't he? But Jasa Rabbi Yishim and Adah, when Rabbi Yishim came from Adah, Asa Vaisim Asnisa Biyadeh, He brought a brisa. Hamapelos chatich aduma shchayim yiruka levada. A woman that miscarries any of the four colors, and yes, she madam tamei even laughed. According to the Tanakama, it depends if there was blood. Reb Yehuda ben Benkach or Benkach tamei. Tani aduma shchayim yiruka levada. Polish Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda argues in all four. The chitay, but the Gemara is going through the same step. Polish keep on Reb Yehuda aduma shchayra. He's only arguing the red and the black. Av yiruka levada loy. He doesn't argue the green and the white. So why does it mention green and white? Ilam the Rabbanon. What is it? Tell me the Rabbanon Matire? Hashtadu Mishkairika Matire Rabbanon. Yeruka Rabbanon, my boy. If they're Matire red and black, they're for sure Matire green and white. So why did it mention green and white? Must be to tell me, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, Pollock, that he says even green and white is Tameh. And for the Gemara, Elam Rabbi Yochanan. According to this version, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says, Yev Shalom Tzichot Zakev. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan said the other way and we slugged him up. The second version has Rabbi Yochanan saying this thing, Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Be'ev Shalom Tzichot Zakev Evloidam Kamefligi. Exactly what we said before, with different names. Ubefluk Tadali Tanoi. Tanya, same Brisa. She had 2 days of labor pain, and on the third day she miscarried. She doesn't know. I do something later, something ziva. That something later, something ziva. What's the halacha? Maybe a carbon vein and necho. She brings a carbon, you don't eat it. Again, as we explained, we don't know whether it was a later. We don't know whether it was a ziva, because we don't even know if there was blood. So you can't eat the carbon. The difference between the first version and the second version is the second version does not have Rabbi Yochanan saying his shot. Therefore, we never slug him up. Therefore, he can be the one that says that the Machlekes is the Ev Shepsichus HaKever Bledam. But neither version does the Gemara end up saving Shmuel from the Brisa. In neither version. The Machlekes ends up being but Epsilon Psychos like everybody dumb, or Epsilon Psychos like everybody dumb. We paskin Epsilon Psychos like everybody dumb. That is our local Amitza. When people have a Shiloh, we say Epsilon Psychos like everybody dumb. What? Call him whatever name you want. Usually Remeyer, because he's the one that argues with the Yehuda, and it's not Mishnah Remeyer. But notice Rebbe put it in as a majority opinion by not saying a name. Not always. This is the case that we pass on Rabbi Yehuda. I'm asking for you. Usually, a man Rabbi Yehuda, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda anyway. I believe. I have to say this story over again. It's a beautiful story because I don't know. When I was in Eretz Yisrael many, many moons ago, I wanted to get into a bar and leave. So somebody with Patexia told me, go to Mincha. And right after Mincha, you'll be able to get a bracha for Rabbi Leib. So I went to Mincha. Mincha was called for 1 o'clock. Being my nature, 1 o'clock means you show up 20 to 1. So I came to his house, 20 to 1. So I walked in. It was open. I walked in. So the guy told me, oh, the Rav Zok gets a shir. He's saying a shir. So I want to come to the shir. I said, of course I want to come to the shir. It was like 20 to 1, 25 to 1. Mincha's 1 o'clock, 20 to 1 of us. So they pull a table and chairs, and the 10 people that are there sit down. I was standing. 10 people sit down, and somebody reads the Gemara. He's sitting there, Rabbi Leib, without a Gemara. Somebody reads the Gemara, and Rabbi Leib says, shut them in the Gemara. He was reading this Gemara, Meir of Yehuda, Allah, Kabi Yehuda, this Tana is Allah, like this Tana is like this. He was going through that. And Reb Chiya's name came up. In that Gemara, Reb Chiya's name came up. So Rabbi Leib said the following thing. I heard it from him. Rabbi Leib said, Reb Chiya is one of the two Amaroim that it says Tanu Polik. Says that about Rav, says that about Reb Chiya. Says, why was Reb Chiya Zaycha to be Tanu Polik? Now, I would have told you because Reb Chiya was big, just like Rav was big. He said, because Reb Chiya taught little kids. The Gemara says Reb Chiya used to gather in every city kids and teach them Chumash and Mishnayos. Go to the next city and teach them Chumash and Mishnayos. So he said, Reb Chiya never had the pleasure of being a receiver, this is Rabbi Leib, of being a receiver and teaching adults. He spent time teaching little kids. He didn't have the hanoah that a receiver has, teaching adults and arguing and learning with adults. So the Rebbeinu Shem rewarded him that he became a Tanur Bava. That's true. The Rebbeinu Leib said that. I was there. Then at 3 minutes to one, he said, oh, Milcha! They took apart the table, these Israelis took apart the table and moved the chairs. Ashrei. Like, the whole shiur was 15 minutes, 18 minutes. And he didn't say a word. I mean, he was, and these guys were sitting with notebooks and writing down every word that came out of Rebbeinu Leib's mouth. It was like a fascinating scene to watch. You know, these like 10 guys, everybody was with a notebook and writing, and one guy reading the Gemara, and Rebbeinu Leib commenting every 30 seconds or minute, he commented, he said something about the Gemara. But this is the part I remember, because it was a personal chizuk for me, because I was a Rebbe in elementary school. I always lamented the fact that I don't have that chance. And this is what Rebbeinu Leib said, right then and there for me. So I felt he talked to me. You know, if you want to be even a Rebbe Shemaisa, he was talking to me. But he said it to everybody else, too. I just happened to be there. Everybody's ever wanted.